Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a good weekend. What do you say we kind of extend it today, you know, not think about working? Sounds good? All right. It is the 5th of September, 2016. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, you might remember we ended Friday's show on a bang, and all had to do with Samsung and the Note 7 and all the battery recalls because of the explosions. Because of this, it left a lot of people with Note 7s going, okay, what the hell are we supposed to do here, Samsung? Well, now Samsung has clarified its exchange program, at least for the U.S. anyways. You can exchange your Note 7 for another Note 7 and hope it doesn't blow up. You can also exchange your Note 7 for, say, an S7 or an S7 Edge, and you'll get a refund for the price difference between the two devices. How this has worked, you can call Samsung or visit the store where you purchased your phone to get a refund, and you're also going to get $25 credit on your phone bill or a $25 gift card. Oh, doesn't that sound nice? All this replacement, swapping, whatever you want to call it, it's going to start this week. So, Samsung owners, get ready. The days are drawing closer for the iPhone 7, whatever the hell it's going to be called, launch. And of course, as the days draw closer, so does more leaks. Over the weekend, though, the mother of all leaks actually dropped in our laps. This is all thanks to that mean guy out there, we won't say his last name, over there in China, who's basically giving us a lowdown on everything we could pretty much see in the upcoming iPhone event. As we already know, 16 gig, it's out the window. 32 gig will be your entry model now. Ming has also said that the mid-tier iPhone 7 model will feature 128 gigabyte storage instead of that 64 gig. And yes, those craving for more space on your phone, there will be a 256 gigabyte version. We also have finally heard the five distinctive colors we're going to be getting. Yes, you heard me say five: silver, gold, rose gold, dark black, and piano black. Don't know if there's going to be much difference between dark black and piano black, but we'll see. So those of you hoping for an all-black iPhone, you're good to go. For those of you hoping for that dark blue iPhone, you're probably just going to have to settle for a black one. Wrapping up the Ming leak over the weekend, which, you know, as we're kind of going through this, pretty much the same old rehash of everything, but hey, it was a slow news weekend. Indeed, the iPhone 7, or again, whatever it's going to be called, will ship with the Lightning EarPods, at least out of the box. If you like your headphones you have right now, then yeah, of course, Apple will sell you an adapter. This should probably do it for our Apple rumors for the rest of the week, I would imagine, since we're only a few days away, unless something just drastically changes between now and then, which we all know that probably won't happen. Well, Android owners, here's a way to start out your Monday. More malware on the Google Play Store. Yay! Researchers over there at Checkpoint have discovered even more malware. And no, it's not just one or two apps. It's about 40 apps over there. And they've also discovered about 400 apps listed in third-party app stores that have malware. Wow! Now, Checkpoint is calling this malware dress code. I don't know why. And anyways, they're saying the oldest dress code infected apps in Google Play date back to April of 2016. And those lovely little apps had about anywhere from 100,000 to 500,000 downloads. Damn. Now, if you're a paranoid user, just as much as I am right now, and you're thinking, oh my God, what apps were those? Head on over to checkpoint.com. They got the full list up for right over there for you. Finally, yeah, I told you there wasn't much news over the weekend. I guess we're all preparing for that Apple thing coming up here in a few days. Anyways, you love pistachios? Oh, yes, I love those things. I love how they turn your fingers all that color, too, you know. Ooh. Well, you better eat up and enjoy what's in your cupboard right now, because those pistachios, yeah, get ready for a shortage. According to the USDA, they have released a report showing that, at least in the United States, would cut the number of pistachios it harvested by nearly half this year. Why, you're asking? Well, that's because California has a drought going on right now. It's kind of like the song, it never rains in Southern California. No, it really hasn't been raining. What this basically boils down to is a loss of over 100,000 tons of pistachios in the U.S. alone. Unfortunately, pistachios have now joined chocolate, red wine, salmon, coffee, almonds, and so much other list of foods that we just love because of our hotter, drier world. As if Monday wasn't depressing enough already. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNews.com, you know the place. Get on over there, get the shows checked out, get them downloaded, get subscribed. You can do that at iTunes as well. Woohoo! Check out the BTN Network official Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And of course, there's always our BTN community. Get hanging out with those fine folks at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be appearing once again tomorrow for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. I hope there's a lot more. But until then, I'm heading out the door right now. I'm heading down to the supermarket, and I'm going to start hoarding pistachios. How about you? Anyways, have a great Monday, and thank you very much for listening. Which, by the way, is one of the world's two main pistachio... Which, by the way, is one of the world's two main pistachio... Which, by the way, is one of the world's main pistachio... I just spit all over the microphone.